A committee has recommended funding 15 projects in the second year of the Community Preservation Act in Springfield, Massachusetts. The voter-approved CPA puts a surcharge on property tax bills to create a special fund to pay for projects involving historic preservation, open space, and housing. A committee annually reviews applications and makes recommendations to the City Council. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Bob McCarroll, the chair of the Community Preservation Committee.
The budget, it was about $1.6 million in fiscal 19, and there was some money from fiscal 18 that we didn't allocate, and we chose to allocate some of it. So last night we ended up allocating about $1,750,000, or recommending to the City Council, who gets to allocate it.
And so what are the recommendations? What are the projects that you are recommending the City Council fund with this property tax surcharge money?
There are 15 projects. One is the Forest Park Trolley Pavilion, which is a historic structure at the entrance to Forest Park on Sumner Avenue, and it's severely deteriorated and closed. So we will be working with Parks, Buildings, and Recreational Management Department to rehabilitate the structure. We've recommended help for the Atwater Park, which is a triangular park up at the corner of Springfield and Cunningham Streets, and that will involve irrigation system, benches, new plantings, and either restoring or replacing the fountain that's there. We've recommended creating a walking trail at Venture Pond, which is out in 16 acres, and doing some elimination of invasive plants that are taking hold there. We've recommended a new basketball court at Angelina Park, which is up in East Springfield along Page Boulevard. We've recommended the restoration of the Colony Hills Triangle on Colony Road and Park Drive. It was originally designed by the Olmsted brothers, and there's still the historic planting plan, so it will be restored using plant material similar to what was originally there in the 1920s. We've recommended that picnic tables, benches, and trash receptacles go at Barrels Playground, which is on Oak Street and Tyler Streets in the Old Hill neighborhood. We've recommended the creation of a children's park on Westminster Street in McKnight, now on what's a vacant lot. We're recommending helping with the rehabilitation of some historic properties, the row houses along Central and Maple Streets, which have been vacant for many, many years, are going to be renovated, and we've recommended CPA for that. The Science Museum at the Quadrangle has a leaky roof. We're recommending some help with that. The drama studio over at Oakland Street has recently bought the historic church where it's been a tenant for many, many years, and is going to be bringing that up to standard for a teaching academy. We've recommended a dog park study to see where would be the best place to locate a dog park and to design the park. We've recommended money for a study of Old First Church as to how to make it accessible, so it can be put back into use. We're recommending money for the Mason Square Apartments, which are the portion of the Indian Motorcycle building along State Street that's never been fixed in the last 40 years. And we're recommending money for 77 Maple, which is going to be turned into an office incubator building.
What's the most expensive project that you've recommended, or the most money that you've recommended for a particular project, and what's the least amount?
So the largest is the renovation of the trolley pavilion at Forest Park. and that's 240,000. And the smallest are, well, the dog park study and the drama studio project are 50,000, and the Colony Hills is probably the smallest at $48,658.
And you and now these recommendations, what happens? What happens with them? They go to the City Council for approval.
Correct. They'll go to City Council. City Council will probably send them to committee to be studied, and then will make its decision as to whether it agrees to fund them. I mean, it has the ability to fund them all, to fund some of them, to fund none of them. So it's now, it will be up to the City Council.
Has the work started on the projects that were funded under the first round? Has most of, has work gotten underway on most of those? Have any of those projects been completed?
To my knowledge, nothing has yet been completed, but there is work underway on some of them.
So people in the city will soon see the material benefits from the CPA, from the property tax surcharge that's paying for these projects.
Correct. I mean, for example, we funded the community reading garden that is being built next to the new East Forest Park Library. So that is underway right now. Our CPA sign that gives credit to the residents of Springfield for having financed it is up. And, you know, the whole facility, I believe, is going to open in November. Work on a small park up in East Springfield, the Bowles Park Veterans Garden, is currently taking place. So there are things that are indeed happening.